Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Shari. We are learning Lidui Nishmas and Lezech Nishmas of Miriam Fru and Miriam Baschai Mitzak. Allah HaShalom, may her Neshama have a continuous Aliyah in the merit of our Torah learning, and may she be advocate for B'sur's Tovas and only Simchas for her entire family. Amen. We are on page 189, please. We were talking about, let's just review the last paragraph, please. We're talking about having ratzon. That ratzon pushes a person in his service of Hashem and he cannot succeed. And the ratzon, I started in the middle of the paragraph. Again, it's just a recap. When the ratzon is accompanied by pleasure, you will see eternal world of reward. The problem is, I'm skipping really just a recap. People have their desire to attain closest to the Creator, but it can be superficial because you need to develop the inner desire. So it can't just be a superficial desire to be close to Hashem. You really have to have the inner desire to be close to Hashem. They would like an inner ratzon, but they feel no fulfillment. It's easier to abandon their desire than to maintain an unfulfilled desire. So it becomes very easy to abandon a desire if it is not fulfilled properly. I'm on page 189. I was just recapping part of the last paragraph of what we learned. What's wrong?
No, I was trying. We're all good.
Okay. Okay, so last time we were quoting from Rebelsky. I wanted to quote from Rebelsky, but I did not finish what I wanted to say. So talking about having an inner ratzon, and you have to want to feel close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that might be painful because sometimes we realize that our ratzon is lacking, that we don't necessarily want, and we have to find within ourselves to push ourselves to want. Okay, so last time we spoke about, who remembers? One of the last things we said about Rebelsky is the Gemara says, if someone falls in a hole, who remembers this? Someone falls in a hole and he doesn't yet pick himself up and someone else comes and falls after him. Is he chayev or pater? Is he liable or not liable? The question is, does anyone remember? If he had time to get up, then he is liable. If he did not have time to get up, he is not liable. Let's say he literally just fell. He's laying there. He didn't have a minute to get up and someone else comes and someone else falls. It's not his fault. He fell. It was an accident. But if he decided to stay down in the ground for an extra 5 minutes, we're not talking about you need hatzalah. We're not talking about an emergency. He could have picked himself up, but he didn't pick himself up. Then he is liable. He's chayav because you should have picked yourself up. So Rebelsky says, tzadik yipol v'kamu rishon mikashlu b'ra'a. Rebelsky says that a tzadik falls 7 times. Rebelsky doesn't say this. Quoting the pasuk, a tzadik will fall 7 times, but the wicked will stumble. If a person can pick himself up, but does not pick himself up, he will stumble over himself, and then he is liable, because he should have been able to get back up. In other words, you need to have the ratzon. So I wanted to continue quoting, but we were out of time. The next section in Rebelsky. And he brings a beautiful raya, a beautiful proof from Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayetze. Okay? So in Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov is running away. It's in Bereishis Perachav Ches, chapter 28. He's running away from Lavan. Not Lavan. He's running away from Esav. He's not yet by Lavan. He's all alone, and he has a famous Sulam Yaakov, dream. So the Torah relates, Yaakov sleeps at the future site of the Beis HaMikdash. And what happens to him? He has a dream. Vayachalom, he dreams. Vihine Sulam Mutzav Arza, there is a ladder standing on the ground. Virosho Magia Hashamayma, the top of the ladder is in heaven. Vihine Malachai Elokim Olim Vyardimba, the angels are ascending and descending. Vihine Hashem Nitzav, all of God's on top of the ladder. So does anyone remember what Rashi tells us? Rashi tells us the foot of the ladder is in Be'er Sheva, the top is in Beit El, and the middle of the ladder, where was he sleeping? When he wakes up, he says, Ma Nora Hamakom Hazeh, Ein Zekim Beis Elokim. Oh, so he's sleeping on Har HaMoriah. The middle of the ladder is Mekuvan Keneged Yerushalayim. The middle of the ladder is like over Jerusalem. The top is in the south. The bottom of the ladder is in the south. The top is in the north. And the middle is over Yerushalayim. Okay, so Rebelsky says you should think that Yerushalayim, the center of holiness, should be near what part of the ladder? The top, representing an ascension. You're constantly going up. When you reach the peak of ascension, you reach the peak of holiness, where are Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh? The middle of the whole world. Rebelsky suggested no. Why? The ladder in Yaakov Avinu's dream represents the ladder of spiritual growth that each Jew must ascend as he fulfills his mission, his unique mission in this world. The ladder's foot represents the start of your striving. You're at the bottom. In Rebelsky's words, quote, many people start the marathon, but what happens along the way? We've discussed this many times. You lose your momentum. We're not only talking about a marathon, okay? We're not only talking about a marathon. What happens along the way? You start off strong and you lose your momentum. In fact, very apropos for Elul. Did I say it in this class last week? It's been on my mind every time I've come to Elul. It's just in the parasha. Parashas Ekev, in Perak Yod, Pasuk Yirbe. So the Pasuk says, Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh osa, tamid einei Hashem Elokecha ba meresh yisashan avad ach b'shan. Did I say it in this class? Tell me. Okay. Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh osa. Eretz Yisrael is the land that God seeks out. Einei Hashem Elokecha ba, the eyes of God are on the land. Meresh yisashan avad ach b'shan. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Listen to the grammar. Meresh yisashan avad ach b'shan. So what's wrong there?
Ha and then shana.
Oh, Mereshis ha shana. You have a hey idea. How would you call that? The knowing the identifying that? What do you call it? I'm asking in English.
Distinguishing?
Okay. It's probably called something in grammar, but I don't know what it is. So the literal translation of that phrase from the verse, from the pasuk, is from the beginning of the year to the end of year. That's not grammatically correct. It should either say from the beginning of a year to the end of a year, or it should say from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So why is it grammatically incorrect? So yes?
I heard an answer to that, but I don't know if it's, you know, what you're saying.
It might be the same. I'm going to quote from Rav Pesach Krohn, who quotes the Samer Rebbe. Go ahead.
I can't remember. Maybe it was him that said it, that in the beginning of the year, you're thinking like, oh, this is the year. This is
exactly
the year.
Right.
I'm going to change. Yeah, I'm going to do. I'm going to be. I'm going to do something like that.
And by the end of the year?
So you're like any other. Like,
that's exactly right.
Really,
so here we are at the end of the year.
You know, motivations didn't.
So Rabbi Pesach Krohn quotes a Samer Rebbe. At the beginning of the year, this is the year. I'm going to change. I'm going to be. I'm going to do. Patient. Tehillim. Shiurim. Tefillah. Berkos HaMazon. Migos. Everything's going to be wonderful. And at the end of the year, it's just Ashana, says Rabbi Krohn, like every other year. Rabbi Krohn adds something. That's he quotes a Samer Rebbe. Rabbi Krohn adds something very beautiful, which is, and it was very special to me, this vart since I read is very impactful. I've told it over at many venues. And it's very impactful to me because I grew up davening Nusach Sfard. Now, in all the shows you go to, even when I do scholar in residence, it's Nusach Ashkenaz. I have very few opportunities to say Kiddush of Nusach Sfard. We were in Toronto this past Shabbos, and the Rav is Hasidish. It's a Hasidish stall, and it's Nusach Sfard. And I got to say Kesser, which I haven't said in a very long time. In Kesser, we say, Hein ga'alti aschem, acharis kareishis. And it was so meaningful because it was Rosh Chodesh Elul. And this word is always in my mind, Elul. And we always read the Pasuk as we usher in, as we're coming close to Elul. And Hashem says, Hein ga'alti aschem, behold, I will redeem them, acharis kareishis. When the end is like the beginning, says Rav Pesach Krohn, when you make the end of the year like the beginning of the year, that is when Hashem says, you have gula. So I was able to say it on Shabbos. It was very meaningful to me. So Rabelski says, Taka, why isn't the bottom of the ladder over Yerushalayim? Because that does not represent the highest ascension. Many people start the marathon, and I'm only talking about a marathon, but they quit along the way. The foot of the ladder is the beginning, but that's not the essence. It's very nice to be on the ladder, but it's very easy if you're only on rung one to five. The top is also not very noteworthy. Why? Because only the very greatest of men can claim to have reached the pinnacle of spiritual growth. We're human beings. And I just saw it last night in preparing for a different piece that the Chafetz Chaim, I saw it again, the Chafetz Chaim says, it's the biography of the Chafetz Chaim by Rabbi M. Yashar, by art school. Chafetz Chaim would say, just because a man cannot be perfect does not negate his ability to strive to be good. You can't say, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, this week's parasha, 18:13, Hisalech imo betmimus, shalachar achar haasidus, kol ma sheyavo elecha kabel betmimus, vaz eye imo ulechalkal, says Rashi. This week's parasha is, you shall be perfect, Torah Hashem Tamimu, with Hashem your God. You should not delve into the future. Everything that comes your way, you should accept with tmimus, simplicity, purity, wholeheartedness, perfection, and then you will be for God and his portion. But the reality is it's something that we're striving for, but how many actually reach the Rav Steinman? How many reach the top and stay at the top? We're not setting ourselves up for failure, said Rav Hertner. It's not a self-fulfilling prophecy. However, the reality is we're not malachim. Malachim olim v'yardim. An angel can start at the bottom and ascend all the way to the top. It's very hard for a human being to ascend to the top of the ladder and remain there, not setting ourselves up for failure. The reality is, Hamonam are not Gedolim. The place of greatest Kedusha, therefore, the place of the ladder that's opposite Yerushalayim, says Rabelski Zatzal, is which part of the ladder? It wasn't the bottom. That was the south, Luz. It wasn't the top. It was the middle. The middle of the ladder is the place of the greatest Kedusha Sa'adam. That represents the daily, ceaseless striving, the ongoing struggle to stay on the ladder, to move up from the bottom and to make sure you don't fall off from the top. That's the middle. And that's the greatest Kedusha. And that was Mekuvan Keneged Yerushalayim. And that's when he wakes up and he says, Ma Nora HaMakom Hazeh. Ein zek im beis Elokim v'zeh shar hashemayim. What's the shar hashemayim? If you're up all the way up there, so you're all the way at the shar hashemayim. If you're on the bottom, you're not even on the ladder. But to stay in the middle, to stay in the fight, quotes as Rabelski, the daily ceaseless striving to grow in Torah, to grow in midos, in developing a feeling for mitzvos, to have the ratzon Hashem, that struggle is the most precious to Hashem. That's the middle of the ladder. That is Yerushalayim. And when I read this, 1 second, please, it reminded me of something that I read this past Adar in a new book. It was new in Adar by Avi Feiner. Okay, Mrs. Bobby Feiner, she comes to, so Meshiram's son, Rabbi Feiner from the White Shul brother. Okay, so I'm not going to get into the whole piece. Did I even see? It was very nice. It's called, I'm quoting from Purim Eternal. Okay. So one, according from the beginning of one essay, it goes more in depth into the Megillah, but this relates to what we're speaking about. The chapter is called Center of Focus. The Gemara Maseches Kedushin, okay, Kedushin, he quotes Kedushin Lamed Amid Aleph, 38. The Gemara Kedushin explains that early scholars were referred to as Sofrim. If I see what a Sofer is, what would you say? What does Sofer mean?
Scribe.
You would say it's a scribe who writes. So for stam, so for Torah, mezuzah, tefillin, you say it's someone who writes. But lispar also means something else. If I say it like that, you should know. What does the spar mean? What?
To tell over.
Lisaper means to tell
count.
Over.
Count.
To count. Okay. So the same root word, which means to write, means to tell, and also means to count. So the Gemara says, early scholars referred to as sofrim, which means to count. So frim, lisaper, because they would count the verses, words, and letters of the Torah. They would thereby be able to calculate the middle verse, middle word, and middle letter of the Torah. What's the significance? Who cares? You have to know what the middle is? They were called sofrim because you have to know lisaper, how to count to get to the middle. What is the meaning of this Gemara, writes Avi Feiner? Why is it so significant to figure out the center? Why did the early scholars take from their valuable time to count verses, words, and letters? Why is it so important? It's so important to count that they were given the label of sofrim, people who count. The Maharal answers, and the Maharal writes, the center of any object represents the purpose and completion of that particular object. The center of any object represents the purpose and completion of that object. So the center represents the essence of something. In other words, it's a center point that encompasses the essence of the object. Center point encompasses the essence. How beautifully, that's the Maharal. This relates to Rabelski's interpretation of the ladder. How important is the middle point? Because the middle point represents the daily striving of every human being, of the Hamonam, of the simple person. What does Rabelski say? The daily, ceaseless striving. And that's why the footnote points out, also on the inside of Rabelski, that's why he says, what was Yaakov renamed? By the angel. Why? Because what does Yisrael stand for? I can't hear. Okay, so Kisarisa. So what happens is, it's time for mourning. So the angel says, Shacheni ki Allah shachara. She says, it's my turn to sing Shira. The angel says, okay, the fight's over. He doesn't concede defeat, but he says, the fight's over. Send me. I have to sing Shira to Hashem. So what does Yaakov say? Lo ashalecha ki imberchani. I'm not going to send you till you give me a bracha. What's your name? Yaakov. Lo yikashma shimcha od Yaakov. You won't be called Yaakov ala Yisrael. Ki sarisa malokim vanashim vatuchal. You have striven and you have become successful. So it's a famous question, which Rabelski here tells over. I'm sure you've heard this before. Why isn't he called vatuchal? You have been successful. Why is he called Yisrael, which means you have striven? The answer is obvious now based on our learning. Why is he called you have striven and he is not called you have been successful? successful. Maybe you should be called the top of the ladder. He's called the middle of the ladder. In the middle of the ladder, you're still fighting. You're still climbing. You need water. You're exhausted. You're sweating. You might fall off. Your hands need powder. Help me get to the top. The middle, you're fighting to hang on. When you get to the top, so you get to the top, you're finished. Why is he called Yisrael? Because that's the midpoint that every Jew struggles for. So how beautifully the Maharal writes, the center point of every object represents the purpose and completion of that particular object. It's the center that encompasses the essence. Therefore, it's crucial for Sofrim to count, to discover, and find the center point. Because that center point provides us with, quote, tremendous insight into the core essence around which the object revolves. Tremendous insight into the core essence around which this object evolves. So what was the whole purpose of this ladder? There was many purposes of the ladder. But one of the main points of the ladder is the middle point of the ladder. It's over Yerushalayim. And what does that teach us? That it is the struggle, the daily ceaseless striving. It's very beautiful, by the way. He goes on to talk about the middle verse of the Megillas Esther and the middle word of Megillas Esther. What's the middle verse and what's the middle word? You want to know since I brought it up?
Yeah. No, sorry, this wiggle
room. When counting the 160, it's very nice. It can be applied now for Elul. And, you know, you might think it's salvation. You might think it's destruction of the enemies. Maybe it's Amalek. Maybe it's Suda. When counting the 167 verses of Megillas Esther, we discover the middle verse is Parakei Pasuk Zai in chapter 5, verse 7. The dialogue between Achashverosh and Esther. Chapter 5, okay, verse 7. Vatan Esther Vatoma She'ela Si Uvakasha Si. What's the whole essence of the Megillah?
Sorry,
in a word.
She would fly.
What's the essence of the Megillah in one word? Vatan Esther Vatoma She'ela Si Uvakasha Si. What would you call She'ela Si Uvakasha Si? Tefillah. Esther, and the king says to Esther at the party of wine, what is your request? I will give it to you. What is your ask? I'll give you half the kingdom. Vatan Esther Vatomer She'ela Si Uvakasha Si. That's the middle. That's the essence. That's the whole point of the Megillah, to tell you that everything we have depends on the power of prayer. What is the middle word? She'ela Si. The middle phrase is chapter 5, verse 7, Vatan Esther Vatoma She'ela Si Uvakasha Si. And the middle word is She'ela Si, chapter 5, verse 8. We see the middle verse and the middle word of the Megillah share the exact same idea. Esther is making a request of Melech Malchim Lachim. It's a very important nekuda as we move into the Yamim Nara'im, where we spend so much time davening. But really, I brought it out because of the ladder, and to teach us that the whole midpoint of the ladder relates to our learning. It's the struggle. It's easy to be an angel going up and going down. You have a tough kid. You're one-dimensional. God says, do it, you do it. You go down, Melech Amavis, you go up, I don't know. Whatever the Malach who went to tell Sarah she's going to have a baby, maybe that's the high point of his career. Hey, you do your job. But a person, it's very hard to stay on the ladder. Yes?
Two things. So one about She'ela Si, I think it also just pretty much sums up the whole Hester Punim. It's one big question. Why is it happening? What's going on? And not just the tefillah part of it, but also the Hester Punim part of the Megillah.
What do you mean?
She'ela Si, it's all these questions. We all have questions. We're all living our lives in Gullus, always questioning. And we don't understand.
Very, very nice. You are adding a beautiful ha'ara. A totally different way of looking at this. Vatan Esther. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. Very nice. Vatan Esther Vatomer She'ela Si Uvakasha Si. Chulin 139b, which I just quoted on my Monday morning show for a different purpose. Esther Minator Minayan. Where do you have a reference from the Torah to Esther Malka? Parshas Vayelech, chapter 31, Perek Lamed Aleph, verses 17 through 18, in the book of Devarim, which is always read by the Aser Simei Teshuvatai. Anochi Haster Aster Panai Mikem Bayom Hahu, Al Kol Ra'al Sher Batza. God will hide his face. And the Torah says that that's a reference to Esther Malka. It was a time of Hester Panim. Hashem's face was hidden. And we don't understand what happens in a time of Hester Panim. Said to someone, how are you, at the beginning of Shir, and she replied, it was a hard day yesterday. So it was a very hard day. And I also said that we're living in hard times. It wasn't just a hard day, we're in hard times. I saw that today a baby was born in Eretz Yisrael. He had a very hard last name. Does anyone remember? He was a chassid, ger chassid. He was 21 years old. Hashem he should forgive me. Tehei zichro barach. Hashem yikom damo. Prejmin, he had a very hard last name. I'm sorry. Hashem yikom damo. He was a kalosh and a tahor. He was running for cover when the sirens went off in the spring. His wife was 4 months pregnant, and he did not make it in time. And he was nifter, and she had a baby today. So you know, it wasn't just one hard day. It's true, we live in hard times. So you have such a geshmak inside. Oh my gosh. Atan Esther v'tom Rasha'el Asi v'akash Asi. What's the whole essence of the Megillah, Ribbono Shel Olam? I don't understand you. I looked in the mirror today because whatever, I wasn't trying to look in the mirror. I happened to be looking in the mirror and I said, Hashem, what do you want from us? What do you want from us? What do you want from us? What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, I love what you just said. Vatan Esther Vatoma Sha'ila. See, I have a question, Hashem. You know what my question is? Zeches Brachos Zayin. Why is it Tzadik V'ralo, said Moshe Rabbeinu. I have a question. Avraham Avinu Taka could have asked many a good question. The whole essence of the Megillah is the Jews' attempt to understand how to find the Ribbono Shel Olam when he is hidden. And the middle word is She'ilasi. Because Memela, we accept everything that God sends our way. Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elkecha. Kol Ma She'yavo Eilecha Kabel B'tmimos. This week's Parsha 18:13. Va'az Tiya Imo L'chalko. Whatever comes, I accept with tmimus. The Sefer Parsha Torah brings down that the first word of Teshuva, the first letter of Teshuva is a tav, the first letter of the Pasuk Tamim Tiyam Mishalecha Kecha is part of the Avoda of Teshuva. Part of the Avoda of returning to Ribbono Shel Olam is the Midah of tmimus. Shelo lachkor achar ha'asidus. I don't know what's going to be in the future. It was on Yeshiva World News. Did you find it? I'd like to be able to just say with his proper name. Do not delve into the future. Whatever comes your way, you shall accept with tmimus. And that's the middle point of the Megillah. That is very geshmak. That is a very geshmak insight. Wow. Thank you. You want to add something? It can't get better.
Prez Uzman.
Right, it was a bit. Can I take for 1 second? Yeah, okay, son born to wife, thank you. Of Israeli slain in Hamas rocket strife. 22-year-old American Israeli Pinchas Menachem. So there's even different spellings. This wasn't the spelling that I saw. Prez Uzman was killed in Ashdod in May when the terror group fired 700 rockets in southern Israel. His widow gave birth to a baby boy on Tuesday, 4 months after the 21-year-old father was killed. He was killed as he sought shelter in the stairwell of an apartment building in the southern city of Ashdod. He was one of 4 Israelis killed when violence erupted in May. He was walking the street in Ashdod. He heard the air raid siren. He ran to seek cover. He was hit by shrapnel when he entered the stairwell. It was during a particularly heavy barrage of more than 40 rockets. He was survived by his pregnant wife and young child. Raised in Beit Shemesh, he moved to Ashdod after his marriage. Oh, did I say he was a Ger Chassid?
No.
He was a member of the Gur Chassidic sect. His death was the third tragedy to strike the family. His mother lost 2 brothers, one in an accident, and the other, Mordechai Yehuda Friedman, his uncle, was killed in a suicide bombing in 2002. It was a hard day. It was a very hard day. For us is a kila, but you have to remember, no seba all im chavero. We're in a thank you, Shem Yun Kom Dama. Thank you very much. We're going through a hard time, and the essence of going through a hard time is that sometimes the Jew says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I accept this, but I don't know what you're doing. Wow. You need to add something? There's nothing to add. Go ahead.
We were talking about how malachim were olim v'yordim, and that's, you know, malachim, when you think of something that's so holy, you think of a malach, but really, we're like malachim when we're olim and yordim,
Okay.
You talk about how people shall have come. That's what makes us green, is that we stay down.
That's one of the things that angels represent. In fact, the Midrash says, the Midrash or the Gemara, I'm sorry, I don't remember right now. Please forgive me. I know which sefer I read it in. Rest for the Dav by Rabbi Sabato. But the angels were going down and up. And Chazal say, I don't remember the source, I know which sefer I read it in. They went down and they saw Yaakov Avinu on the ground. Yaakov sleeping. Then they went up. Yordim, they saw Yaakov. They went up Olim, and on the Kisei HaKavod, they also saw Yaakov. It relates to what you're saying. And they said, could it be the same Yaakov is so low on the ground? The same human being could be holding up the Kisei HaKavod? How is it possible that the same Panim, the same person, the same persona is so low? And the same person is so high? And it really represents what you're saying, that the Jew has the ability to fall to very low depths, and yet he has the ability to rise to the greatest heights. Okay, that's one. Number two, you said you want to say two things.
Oh no, that it was like, you know, a tzaddik people shall become, that you know, the fact that we do transition and we are fluid and we move and we're dynamic, that does make us that's part of our humanity.
So I'll tell you another vart that relates to this. You know, an insight came out today in the Nautilus share. And I was so happy when I left. And now I'm even happier. The Gemara says, "Im paga b'cha menuval zah, mashchei l'beis medrash." That menuval, that, how would you translate? That bandit, that... How would you translate it?
Scoundrel.
That terror. That what?
Scoundrel.
Okay, scoundrel. If he meets you, meaning the HR, you know what you should do to him? Drag him to the base Medrash. So Yaakov wakes up and he says, Achein, Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, v'anochi lo yadati. He wakes up and he says, even in the middle, using Ravbelsky's vart, even in the middle, God is here. I understand if you find God at the top. But in the middle, God is here. If you missed the beginning of this year, make sure to get the beginning online. App, no joke intended. Beginning, and you came in the middle, you have to listen to the beginning also. So Yaakov says, Achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh v'anochi lo yodati manora makom hazeh ein zekim beis elokim v'zeh shar shamayim. God is in this place and I didn't know. It's the gateway to heaven. And he makes a nether and he anoints God. Will be with me v'shavti b'shalom. So Rabbi Chaim Sabato, in that same sefer, it's called Rest for the Dove, quotes an insight from his grandfather. I told it over in this class once before because I remember... What's Rabbi said?
Kalish?
Yes. I was in Kalish, was here, and she wasn't sure about the four faces on the Kisei HaKavod, but then we followed up, and she checked with her husband, and it was correct. Achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh v'anochi lo yodati relates to what we're saying, so it's worth the review.
Always worth the review.
What?
Always worth the review.
Im shamoa tishmu al mitzvah usai shanochi mitzvah eschem hayom shamoa im shamoa b'yashan tishmu b'chadash. That's the insight you quoted last week. Joanna said that's why I never learned it before. Every time you review, you will have a new insight. Even if you think you're only reviewing, something new is going to come out. I was reviewing that essay by Avi Fine. I was just telling you. Me tell me, Daiva Malti Otermi Kulam. That is tremendous. So, Achein, Yaakov said, I knew that the Kisei HaKavod is held up by the Aryeh, Kruv, and Nesher. The lion, the Kruv, some sort of angel, cherub, I don't know how to translate, an eagle. Well, Nesha is really a vulture, but whatever. These three heavenly images that hold up God's throne. Achein, Yesh Hashem b'makam hazeh. I knew, Aleph Chav Nun, hold up the Kisei HaKavod. The Aryeh, the Kruv, and the Nesha, these heavenly powers. Anochi, lo yadati. Aleph Nun Chav Yud. Aryeh, Nesher, Kruv, and Yaakov. Anochi, I, a mere mortal, have the power to reach the greatest heights. He's sleeping on the ground. Vayalen sham kiva hashemesh. Vayasam erosh osav. Vayikach me'avnei ha'malkon. I just said the pasuk backwards. He takes from the stones of the place. He puts it on his hands. He's sleeping on the ground. Why does man offer ve'efer? Hine naho alti la'daber said, Avram anochi offer ve'efer, I'm nothing. Hashem took dust from the ground and he made Adam a Rishon. Why are we named Adam? Because we come from Adama. I'm called Adam because I come from dust. So I know that the Ari, the Kruv, and the Nesher hold up the Kisei HaKavod because they're powerful malachim. They're in another realm. Anochi, Yaakov holds up the Kisei HaKavod, lo yadati. I never knew. And that, in that essay, that's where Rabbi Sabato quotes Chazal, whether it's a Medrash or Gemara, I don't remember offhand, that the angels were olim v'yardim because they could not believe. Why were they olim v'yardim? To check. That the same Yaakov, the face on the ground, is the same face up in Shemayim. How could it be that one person could embody such diametrically opposed ideals? Either you're Adama or you're Edmela Elyon. Which one is it? With man, it's both. You have the potential to be like Adama, dirt, nothing on the ground, the lowest of the low, like the rocks, like the inanimate object upon which I'm lying. And we have the potential to be holding up the throne of glory. But the struggle comes from the midpoint. The struggle comes from, what did Rabelsky say? The daily, ceaseless toil of man. I closed that. The daily ceaseless striving to grow in Torah and Midos and developing a feeling, that's what I'm bringing to you, a ratzon for a mitzvah. That struggle, that middle, that essence is the most precious to Hashem. You know, somebody who listens to the Shirim online, all the Shirim online, so she was at me, she says, you know, the kids were screaming for 40 minutes in the car today. She says, and it was so hard, and I didn't lose it. She said, it was so hard. She said, yes, I have a million things to be thankful for. But sometimes in the moment of the Nisayon, in the middle point, you're not at the top of the ladder. Okay, you're not at the bottom, but you're not at the top. Sometimes it's just really you're in the trenches. It's the daily ceaseless striving. And it's not so easy to remember what we're doing here. And sometimes the middle point is, Atan Esther Atoma, She'ela Si Uvakasha Si. I just don't understand you, God. I don't know what you're doing. And you told me I had permission to ask. What does Hashem say? You can ask for your request, but I'm only going to give you half of the malchus. Why? Sometimes in my classes, in my learning, and in comments, it's really unbelievable. It's the most humbling experience to realize the depth of Torah. How many secrets are embedded here, that how many lessons, how many life messages. You have to ask Ribbono Shel Olam to open up our hearts, to allow us, says Rav Salvechik, when he learns Torah, he feels the gentle pressure of the hand of the Almighty resting upon his frail shoulder. It's unbelievable. Rav Shimshon Pinkus says, it's in his She'arim B'Tfilah, he says, you know what he says? Rav Pinkus says it's a miracle, we don't realize this, that mortal man can learn Torah. Torah is Hashem. Torah preceded the whole creation. You all know this. Yistaka b'raisu v'ara almost, says the Zohar. Torah is before everything. The 22 letters of the Aleph Beis created the whole world. Think about it. How should you be able to understand Torah insight? I'm talking about us on our level. Never mind the Gedolim. How should a mortal man with my Yetzer Hor, fallibility, am I saying it right? Weakness, struggles, mortal mind. My brain is mortal. How should I be able to understand Torah? But Pinka says it's a nace. The most simple, understanding the most simple Rashi. A child goes to yeshiva and understands a Dvar Torah, it's a miracle. A mortal should not be able to understand Torah, because Torah is the Ribbono Shel Olam. I can't understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. He did a chesed, a kindness. It's a nace that I can understand one word of Torah. What a chesed, what a nice, when you can understand something a little deeper. And I'm not talking about, we're nowhere near the level of the Gedolei Olam. No, we're not, it's ludicrous to say in the same statement. I'm nothing. But to be able to understand something, to have the joy, to have the simcha. Sometimes people leave class, they say it's better than therapy. It's life. So what does the king say to Esther? And all this would not have come out because I only brought it to quote the Maharal, well, the center point. But I said, should I tell you the center of Megillas Esther? The king says, you can ask me. I'll give it to you. What's your request? What's your bakasha? Bakasha is a form of tefillah. Al-Khatzi Hamalchus. You're not going to get the full answer. It's Esther Panim. You want to know? Moshe, White Sadek, Viralo, Racho Zion, Amar Aleph. I think Amar Aleph. Maybe Amar Beis. You're not going to get the answer. Only Archatzi Hamalchus Vateas. In this world, there is no complete. Was it a difficult day for our Kehillah? Very. Was it a difficult day for that family in Eretz Yisrael? Are we going through difficult times? Do we understand anything? So Hashem says, I want to hear your tefillos, daven to me. Masha Ela Seich, Uma Bakasha Seich. We should Shivchi Kamaim Libech Nochach Pnei Hashem. This is the time of Teshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah, Ma'avirnes, Ra'ag Zerah. It's the time for Tefillah. Hein Ga'alti Aschem Acharis Kareishis. But you have to know, Ad Chatzi Hamalchus Vateas. You're not going to get a complete answer. She'ela Siu Vakasha Siu Ribbono Shel Olam, what are you doing? Archatzi Hamalchus. He explains the whole thing according to the fact. Oh, it gets even better. Let's go ahead and turn the page. So his essay is really about this center focuses tefillah. We're expanding upon it in a very different way, related to tefillah. The gematria of the word she'elah gets even better. Ready? The gematria of the word she'elah, shin, aleph, lamed, hey, which means my question, 336, which is precisely the gematria of the word Purim. Wow. The gematria of Purim, the numerical value of pei, vav, resh, yod, mem, okay, is the same numeric value as 336. Oh my gosh, this is going to get even better. Because Purim is a Yom
Kippurim.
We're coming up to Yom Kippur. One second, please. Yom Kippurim. Everything that we've spoken about can be applied to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Purim, which we're learning from, is Yom Kippurim. Is it an accident that Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim? What's the whole essence of Purim? What's the whole essence of Yom Kippurim? And what's the whole essence of striving in the middle of our avodah? What's the middle point? She'elah. And what's the gematria of She'elah 336? And what's the same gematria of Purim? We have questions. We have a lot of questions. But the Rav says, had Avraham Avinu asked questions, he would have lost the right to become the father of the Yom Yisraelis. You can ask. But you have to know, you have to pour out your heart to God. A human being cannot help but turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A child of the Ribbono Shel Olam cannot help but turn to Him. We have she'elos. We have bakashos. It's okay. Hashem says, I want to hear from you. Hashem initiates. Vayomer HaMelech. The king. Who's the king? God. We have a Mesorah. Oh my gosh. For many years I looked for this source. And I even said in a class, I didn't know where it was, and somebody in the class said, she'll email, Chabad apparently has an Ask the Rabbi feature on the website. So she emailed Ask the Rabbi, and he replied back, he didn't know where the source was. Anyway, Avi Feiner brings down, it's Medrash Esther Rabbah 3:10. Whenever it says HaMelech without Achashverosh, it's referring to Hashem. So everybody knows that, but I wanted to know the source. Vayomer HaMelech LaEsther B'Mishteh HaYayin, the king. Which king? Now we know who we're referring to. We're not referring to Achashverosh. God says, when you're at your Mishteh HaYayin, when you're sitting down at your Yom Tov table, when everything is Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar B'Yayin, but there are lingering questions. And someone is supposed to be making a Bar Mitzvah celebration, and 5 days before they have a Levaya. Ma'ashe Yosef, daven to me. You have a bakasha, come to me. But there's a caveat. Archatzi hamalchus. You're not allowed into the royal palace. You can't understand my ways. Nevertheless, a Jew is to keep davening. Atan Esther Vatomer She'ela Si Bakasha Si. Fine. I can't. Can we understand anything? We quoted it yesterday in Shir. Shem Shem Pinka says, our tafkid is to know Hashem is in charge. We cannot understand everything, and we amended it to read, we cannot understand practically. but we still daven. Maybe we should give up. Chas v'shalom. That's not the Jewish way. Atana Saratoma, she says, she answers and she says, okay, I can't understand everything, but I still will ask. I still will have a bakasha. Where are you, Ribbono Shel Olam? Esther mina Torah minayiv. Anochi aster aster panay mikem. Vayamayu, please don't be hidden from us. Al taster panecha mimenu. Al tapa av avdecha. As rasi ha'yisu. Al titsheni va'al tazveni elokei yishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni. Hashem yasfeini. We say it every day in Kippur Chof Zayin. Al taster panecha mimeni. Don't hide. That's crazy. What do we say in Elul? What do we specifically ask Hashem? We just quoted the pasuk, ladies. Don't hide your face from me. I just quoted it. It's Chof Zayin Tes. Al taster panecha mimeni. We have to say, don't hide from me. I have so many she'elos. I have so many bakashos. I cannot understand what you're doing. Can anyone here understand? If they tell you they understand, don't believe them. Al tapa af of dacha. Don't put away your anger. Af is nose because, and af is anger because when a person is angry, kaviyachal, the steam comes out of their nose. As rasiya, you say, help me. Al titsheini, al tazveini. You're going to leave me, you're going to abandon me. Yom Kippurim, this kapitel takes us to the day that is like Purim. This is crazy. This kapitel takes us, starts on Rosh Chodesh Elul, when we engage in She'elos and Bakashos, and it takes us all the way to Yom Kippurim, a day whose essence is She'elah. There are two kinds of She'elos. There's the She'elah of Tvilah, and there's the She'elah of the Jew in the time of Hester Panim. What's our She'elah in the time of Hester Panim? Have Rachmanas. Where are you? Ad chatzia malchus. Yeah.
Okay. So I have, just to piggyback on that. So the Yom Tov of Geula.
The what?
The Yom Tov of Geula, Pesach, is a Yom Tov about questions.
Okay.
Or courage to ask questions. And
Yush'alcha bin chamachar, yeah.
So we have all these questions. All our galus is all about questions, and that's how we get to the Geula. But in the times of Mashiach, the only answer that we're going to have
is
Purim. And the same gematria of Purim is Shaila. You'll have all your answers. All the questions.
Very nice.
The
only answer we'll still have is Purim, when everything will be uncovered and when everything will be revealed. How should we end this year? I bet you if we continued, we would have more insights.
Yeah.
But we will end now.
Yeah.
So as was Hashem, Hashem should allow us to pokeach ivrim. He should open our eyes, not only to learn and not only to be excited by the learning, and not only to feel the gentle hand of the Ribbono Shel Olam resting on your shoulder, on your frail shoulder, but to carry it with us. That when you're in the trenches, that when I'm in the middle point, that's when I feel that God is with me. Ki avi v'imi azavuni Hashem. Yeah, it's fine. Okay, have a shuwa to everybody, and Bezos Shem of the channel.